Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am in. Ronald Passarella, Passarella. I've been advised that Mr. Passarella has alleged three different work-related injuries on 2/11/2022, and 12/14/22. We are in receipt of records pertaining to the first alleged injury, but minimal records for the second and none for the third. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Passarella currently alleges he was injured at work on 2/11/19. Period. He stated he stepped off of a ladder from two rungs high and fell. Period. He spinned and hit a frame and the door. Period. As a result, he believes he injured his lower back and right knee, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of herniated disc and cracked L3 vertebrae. Period. He did not undergo any surgery for this. Period. He continues to receive pain management from Dr. Boyajian in the form of morphine. Period. Mr. Passarella admits that he previously underwent vertebroplasty in 1990 when he fell off of a bicycle. Period. He believes this was at the L1 level and he was fine after, except for some soreness when he worked. Period. He also relates he has seen Dr. Marcelli for viscosupplementation injections and cortisone injections to the right knee. Period. He also had 26 sessions of physical therapy for that. Period. He currently did not convey information pertaining to the alleged injuries of 2/11/20, 4/20/22, and 12/14/22. Period. As per his first claim petition on 2/11/20, he was getting off of a ladder and injured his right leg and low back. Period. The second claim petition from 4/20/22 alleges he was throwing a couch into a dumpster and injured his back. Period. New paragraph, medical records show he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Boyajian on 2/11/20 for medical pain management. Period. He reported he had been stable for the previous month up until today. Pretty bent over while at work and had an acute onset of low back pain with no lower extremity radicular symptoms. Pretty clearly Dr. Boyajian had been treating him before this incident. Period. He diagnosed that will be inserted here. Period. No dose adjustments or medication changes were suggested. Period. If his low back symptoms did not improve in a few days, he would contact them. Period. However, he did not see Dr. Boyajian again until 5/5/20. Period. He continued to improve. Period. However, his right knee had been more of an issue recently. Period. Dr. Boyajian noted results of x-rays on in March 2020, as well as MRIs, to be inserted here also. Period. It appears that he modified his diagnoses to include compression fracture. Period. Prescriptions for MS Cotton and Oxycodone were refilled. Period. He had an appointment with the workers' compensation doctor for possible epidural steroid injections. period. Follow up with Dr. Biaggi and continue through 6-2-20. Period had recently completed physical therapy with improvement. Period remained on pain medications. That reduced his pain over the past years about 40%. Period. He was going to simply renew medications with no further follow-up documented. Period. Dr. Biaggian ascertained a past medical history that will be inserted from the 2-11-20 progress note. Period. New paragraph. On 3-13-20, the petitioner was seen by nurse, speech and spine surgeon, Dr. Cataldo. Period. He claimed he was working on a ladder on 2-11-20, spackling up on the wall. Pretty stepped down, and on the last rung of the ladder, his right knee twisted. Pretty tried to grab the door frame, and he felt something pull on his back. With lower back pain, Pretty stopped working and went home. Pretty went to Med Express on 3-3-20, where x-rays were done. Pretty was not given medication. Period. On this visit, he complained of right side of lower back pain, going to the right hip and down the right leg, posteriorly into the foot. Pretty states, quote, it feels like he's walking on a stone. Period, end quote, he denied left leg pain, although he had numbness and tingling of the right foot. Period, he denied weakness in either leg. Period. He claimed his pain was a lot worse than his previous pain, stating he is barely able to walk. Period. He also asserted the right leg symptoms are new since this injury. Pretty had been using a walker since the injury occurred, but it was not prescribed. Period. He also listed a history that Mr. Passarella was taking roxycodone and amoxicillin by Dr. Biaggian. That provided partial relief. Period. There was no change in his dosages since the work injury of 2-11-20. Period. Dr. Cataldo performed an evaluation and reviewed diagnostic studies as marked on page 4 of his report. Period. Overall, he learned Mr. Passarella previously had a back injury in 1993. Pretty developed back pain, which increased over time. Pretty had seen Dr. Rogers, who performed a kyphoplasty about 10 to 15 years ago. Pretty has continued on pain medications from Dr. Biaggian since then. Pretty, however, he claimed the pain was a lot worse than his previous pain, and he was barely able to walk. Period. Dr. Cataldo simply diagnosed lumbago, for which he recommended physical therapy and naproxen. Pretty, they would consider an MRI if his symptoms persisted after therapy. Period. At follow-up on 4-10-20, he was no longer using the walker, but sometimes used a cane. Period, he felt therapy was very helpful, and he was walking much better. Period, therapy was then renewed. Period. He saw Dr. Cataldo on 4-10-20 when he ordered an MRI in addition to the physical therapy. Period. Dr. Cataldo reported an MRI of the lumbar spine from 4-22-20, whose results will be inserted here. Period. He was advised to continue therapy and was able to work light duty. Period. He was going to see pain management for a lumbar epidural steroid injection. Period. accompanying paragraph, the petitioner later was evaluated by Dr. Cataldo on 8/23/22 for a need for treatment evaluation. This pertained to an injury he allegedly sustained to the lumbar spine on 4/20/22. Pretty was throwing away a couch. Pretty couldn't lift it, so he cut it in 6 pieces and threw the pieces into the dumpster. Pretty felt a little pinch in his lower back, and the next day severe pain. The pain persisted. Pretty went to Concentra 2 days later, after which he had an MRI. Pretty had 26 sessions of physical therapy without much relief. Pretty was treated with Dr. Biagian for about 20 years and had a lumbar injection about a few weeks ago. Pretty enjoyed 40 to 50% relief for about 3 days. Pretty nevertheless remained symptomatic. He was still taking the same medications now as he was before the latest event. His symptom distribution remained the same, but he had become worse. Dr. Cataldo was able to review some prior records. These included notes from Concentra from 4/22/22 through 5/16/22. Those will be inserted as marked. Pretty also ascertained a history of even earlier treatment for various orthopedic maladies. These included an urgent care visit for right shoulder pain on 11/16/16. We will insert the following visits through 12/13/21. As marked. And underline this. The current visit I'm describing was actually done by Dr. Kirshner, not Dr. Cataldo. He did note results of a 12/19/18 lumbar MRI and 4/26/22, both to be inserted here. He also had one from 4/22/20. These will all be inserted here, if not already captured in the records. As of this visit, Dr. Kirshner did not recommend any additional treatment for the lumbar spine. With respect to the work injury of 4/20/22, Pretty had appropriate treatment in the form of physical therapy. Pretty should continue to treat with pain management for his chronic pre-existing low back pain. With respect to the incident of 4/20/22, he reached maximum medical improvement. New paragraph, another section of records from Dr. Biagian for medical pain management. Start on 4/7/20. Low back pain and right hip localized pain. He felt 50% improved after doing physical therapy. He was seen in Dr. Kirshner's office, who also recommended physical therapy. No MRI was ordered at that time. Dr. Biagian had him remain on his current medications for symptom management with no dose adjustments made. He also would continue with physical therapy. He continued to see Dr. Biagian over the next several weeks, running through 10/20/20. Unfortunately, the second and third pages of this progress note were cut off and not supplied. New paragraph on 5/11/20, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Marcelli regarding his right knee. Pretty described injuring the right knee on 2/11/20 when he stepped off of a ladder onto an object causing the knee to twist. He did have x-rays of the right knee on 5/26/20. Period, he had physical therapy for the back, but this increased his right knee pain. Period, he is prescribed chronic pain medication by Dr. Boyajian. Period. X-rays were reviewed and suggested a small medial osteophyte on the tibial plateau. Period, these were non-weight-bearing views. Period, weight-bearing views were done in the office, suggesting fairly significant medial joint space narrowing of the right knee. Period, there was also early osteophyte formation and sclerosis. Period. His impressions were right knee pain, comma, primary osteoarthritis, comma, and tear of the medial meniscus of the right knee. Period, physical therapy was ordered. Period. He thought viscosupplementation might be a good option for this patient. Period. On 8/26/20, he presented to Dr. Marcelli for his first orthovisc injection to the right knee. Period, he had a series of them with his colleagues. Running through 9/9/20, when the third injection was given by Dr. Kovacs, K-O-V-A-C-S. Period. He did this because Dr. Marcelli had to go to the operating room for an emergency. Period. On 11/3/20, Dr. Marcelli had him undergo an MRI of the right knee, whose results will be inserted here. Period, it was not compared to any earlier diagnostic studies. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Passarella was also seen orthopedically on 5/3/21 by Dr. Cedar, S-I-D-O-R. Period. He gave conclusions. That will be inserted here as marked. Period. With respect to the 2/11/20 accident, he was at maximum medical improvement regarding the right knee. Period. In paragraph, he underwent a need for treatment evaluation on 4/8/21 by pain specialist Dr. Pulser at the referral of his attorney. Period. He noted voluminous records to date. Period. He also referenced the lumbar MRI from 4/22/20. Period. He diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy with lumbar spondylosis and exacerbation of underlying condition. Period. He did not believe it was likely an epidural injection would be of substantial benefit. Period. If he has no relief from it, then additional injections would not be indicated. But at this point, he would be at maximum medical improvement. Period. He explained, quote, the goal here would not be to achieve pain-free status, but rather return him to his baseline pain status. Period. End quote. He was then scheduled to undergo a lumbar epidural steroid injection. Period. And follow up on 11/9/21. He continued to take morphine and roxycodone through another provider, which he finds helpful. But there was no description of a response to an epidural injection if one was given. Period. At that juncture, he recommended lumbar epidural steroid injection as the next step, particularly on the right at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period. He did undergo these injections on 11/29/21. Period, reported 50% relief from them on 12/13/21. Period. However, he reported only temporary relief from the injection. But given his morbid obesity and sedentary lifestyle, Dr. Polster did not think additional injections would be a benefit. Period, if he was diligent about weight loss and exercise, he could show improvement. Period, overall, he had reached maximum medical improvement status with no further treatment recommended. Period. New paragraph. We are in receipt of the actual lumbar MRI report from 4/26/22. That will be inserted here as marked. Period. And I'm gonna stop now and come back to dictation on the rest of the chart in a second session.